All right. Thanks for coming up. Okay, so did you guys get it? What's the special day today? What day is it? Father's Day. Special day, huh? Today is a day when we say thank you, God, for fathers and for all they do for us, and especially our Heavenly Father, God in heaven, who takes care of us and does a lot for us, huh? Everything. So I was thinking about fathers, and I brought three things that remind me of fathers and what they do. And these things all start with the letter B. Okay, so the first one, let me get it out here, is that bread. Bread. Okay, when we pray in the Lord's Prayer, we say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Give us this day our daily bread. And that means everything that we need to live, our food and everything God gives us. Now, when we're little, how does God do that? Well, our fathers and our mothers sometimes too, they work, right? And they get money and they go to the store and buy bread. So that's how God does it. God provides for us food, and He uses our fathers to do that. And it's good when fathers work hard and take care of their families, right? So bread is the first B. Second B. A ball. Does your father play with you? Your father play with you? Yeah. Yeah, my father liked baseball. He used to take my little sister and I to baseball games. And that was a lot of fun. I couldn't find a baseball at home, so I got this one anyway. But it's good when fathers play with us, because when they do special things with us, then we know that they love us. And God loves us. He wants to spend time with us too. He loves us very much. Okay. And the last one and the most important thing that starts with a B. Oops, stay there, ball. Okay, what's this? It's a book. It's a Bible. It's the most important book, huh? It's a Bible, right? Now, the Bible father that we heard about today, Jairus, he had a little girl who was really sick. She was so sick, she was dying. And Jairus, her father, he wanted to take care of her. He wanted to help her. He loved her. So he got Jesus' help for his daughter. And that was an important thing to do, because a good father will follow what the Bible says, and he will pray for his family, and he will teach his family what the Bible says so they can follow Jesus too. That's the most important thing that a father does. Okay, pray with me, please. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for our earthly fathers. Help us to show our love to them. And may we always show our love to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.